Chapter 17. Buzzwords. Pouring whiskey into a milk bottle has some ethical problems connected with it, especially if one fails to notify the recipient. Slogans help communicate the message of any movement, unless it uses popular dictums differently than normally understood. Erroneous notions get passed off this way to the unwary, like the whiskey in the milk bottle. The new social gospel has picked up a few sayings, benign in some contexts, but should otherwise be avoided by Christians. Word and deed. If the popular saying, "preach the gospel in word and deed," means our verbal profession of the gospel should be matched with godly living, it is laudable. If we profess to know the love of God and ignore a starving neighbor, the genuineness of our profession may be called into question. If, on the other hand, it means evangelism is incomplete unless a material benevolence is granted to an unbeliever, it conveys a false gospel and a Christian ought not to say it. If we accept such a usage of this dictum as legitimate, we would have to exclude preaching and teaching as a deed. Does that make sense? If it does, we must conclude that Paul did very few deeds in his missionary journeys. A few healing miracles, sure. Apart from that, no good deeds, and certainly no equal and opposite balance to the gospel. Slogan: preach the gospel. Use words if necessary. This ungodly dictum is attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, although no evidence exists he said it. Why is this dictum ungodly? Something vital is missing from its definition of the gospel: the cross. Notice how short it falls from Paul's definition. "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." 1 Corinthians 2:2. Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. Galatians 3:1. "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15:1 and 3. The only way the message of the cross can be communicated is verbally, unless in an Easter pageant or such. Since the dictum leaves out the cross, it conveys another gospel than the biblical one. So, no reason exists for a Christian to utter it. Holistic ministry. If holistic ministry means the church should minister to the material as well as the spiritual needs of its members, it is fine. If it insinuates Christian ministry is incomplete unless accompanied by mercy ministry to the world, it should not be used. Whole gospel. Whenever this saying means the message of salvation connects a person to Christ who meets his physical and spiritual needs, it is excellent. If it implies the gospel itself has a whole or is incomplete without a material benevolence for unbelievers, it expresses a false gospel and Christians should not use it. From this chapter we learn, we need to be alert when certain slogans and buzzwords are used, because they may have a hidden meaning when used by social gospel teachers.